What are some different kinds of fruit?
Apples and peaches and tomatoes. And you laugh at me, but I like tomatoes for fruit.
That's fine.
Oranges and bananas. We had a Mexican working for us that lived so close to the equator down in the end of Mexico that they couldn't raise apples or peaches or oranges or anything like that. They raised bananas. And he said they'd even fry them down there.
Oh my goodness. Were you ever able to try a fried banana?
Well, I've thought about it, but they're too easy to eat. Yeah. Someday I will.
What are inside of cherries and peaches that you can't eat, the little hard thing?
Stones.
Do you call a cherry stone, too?
Well, yeah, you can call either one of them a pit, I guess.
But you call them stones?
Yeah.
How about a freestone peach? Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. And a clingstone peach? All right.
Just peaches for them.
Maybe your mom made this when she was canning. It's something, a sweet thing that you could spread on your toast and add to butter. You have jam.
Some jam. And
what's another kind?
Jelly.
Yeah. And what is something that looks like a toadstool, but you can eat this thing?
Mushroom, if you know what you're eating.
Do mushrooms grow up around here?
Yeah.
Are there different kinds?
Well, I don't know. My dad, he'd always say, well, that one's no good. There's a toadstool, I guess. So I don't
know. I've never been able to tell the difference. You say your mom canned some of your meat. Did she ever cure it?
Well, they would pork. I can't remember. I think they put some kind of stuff on, made bacon out of it, and then had some kind of stuff they put on hams and kind of cure them. Smoked, kind of a liquid smoke. The beef she just put in jars and boiled, and then she used to. We used to have some big crock jars, and she'd make hamburgers, and I guess she'd fry them and then pour all that grease and lard over the top of them and seal them with that, and they'd stay good forever that way. So when you wanted something to dig around with a knife or a big fork and pry them out of there and reheat them again.
That's neat. How about chipped beef? Did you ever have chipped beef?
I think my mother did one time. She had it up on the roof of drying it. Kind of like jerky.
So it is like jerky?
It's kind of like jerky, yeah.
Would you ever go out hunting and make jerky out of deer or anything like that?
I never would, no. Some of these guys that want to think they're living off the land. I guess they've tried it a few times, but I don't think it goes over very big. Indians had to do it.
That's because they didn't have much else, huh?
They had to try all their meat, I think. Keep it.
Yeah. Is salt pork different than just curing it?
I guess that's the way they cured it. I don't know. I don't know how the world they did that either. Put it in those big old things and put a hell of a lot of real salt on them and just hold it down under there, I guess. I don't think it was cooked. I think it was just put in that stuff raw, cured with the salt.
Goodness. And that's how they do bacon and